I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is back on Capitol Hill today after testifying yesterday about the finances of mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. This morning, the Fed chair said Congress should cut future Social Security benefits to bring down the federal budget deficit. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, what do you make of this call from the Fed chairman for politicians to cut Social Security benefits? That's going to be hard for most members of Congress to take, even from Alan Greenspan.
Unless they've got a big fat retirement account or they're not running for re-election. This has been run up the flagpole before. This time it is the Fed chairman suggesting it. But, you know, I think even he is going to be hard-pressed to get any lawmakers to take away any portion of Social Security benefits from these 77 million baby boomers who are about to hit retirement age. The likelihood of this happening, as you said, in this election year, I wouldn't put odds on it.
Okay, let's go to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Remind us how important these two agencies are and about the concerns that Mr. Greenspan has about carrying too much debt.
Well, they're extraordinarily important. They back three-quarters of the mortgages in this country. And both of them are carrying or guaranteeing a huge amount of debt, as you said. And at the same time, they don't have as much capital, cash on hand, as a lot of people, including Greenspan, think that they should have. And a lot of investors believe that because Fannie and Freddie are government-sponsored, that means if things went wrong, the government would just backstop all that debt. And there is actually no such guarantee. But Chris Mayer, who teaches economics at Columbia, says the feds would probably have to step in anyway.
So what Chairman Greenspan is concerned about is that, in essence, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are taking a lot of risks that, in effect, are placing the federal government at risk for potentially very, very large losses.
And in fact, Freddie and Fannie own $4 trillion in mortgages that they're guaranteeing. So the potential problems here are even larger in scope than the SNL bailout.
And what have those agencies said in response to what Mr. Greenspan said?
Well, they say if, for example, stricter limits are put on the amount of debt they can carry, or even if, as some, including Greenspan, have suggested, they are privatized and no longer even have government sponsorship, that potential homeowners are going to suffer because mortgage interest rates won't be as competitive, and in fact that they could go up. But their critics say if that happened, the uptick certainly wouldn't be as big as Fannie and Freddie say it would be. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at state and local sales taxes that in some areas are negating federal tax cuts.
Tess Figland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.